And welcome to Entrepreneur Radio. I'm your host, Jim Stevens. Each and every week, we have a segment devoted to business leaders, business owners, and entrepreneurs talking to you about some of the things they have learned in life's lessons. I'm glad to bring to you Susan Graham, who's the owner of Senior Edge Legal. She has been on our program before. And Susan is a client of mine, is how we got connected. And I have learned so much, Susan, from having you as a client. I didn't realize how much real risk there is in protecting assets from all sorts of things. So talk to our listeners a little bit about what your business does to help protect assets.
One of the ways we protect assets for the children of someone who's died is if the parent would set up what we call an inheritance trust, then the money that goes into that trust is going to be protected from divorces, lawsuits, creditors, and bankruptcy. In addition, the parent can be assured that when their child dies, the money actually goes down to their grandchildren rather than going to their son's widow, second husband.
Right. And how does that work?
Well, after we talk through your circumstances and what your goals are, then what we do is create a document. We call it an inheritance trust. It's really like a shoebox. And what it does is it just sits there empty until you die. And then when you die, the money, instead of going to your son or daughter directly, goes into this shoebox. So the $300,000 goes into that shoebox. They invest it any way they want. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones who make the decisions about the investments. They can take the money out if they choose to. But when somebody's knocking at the door saying, you owe me money from that car wreck, you owe me $100,000, you can say, no, I'm not giving you the money. And there's no way they can force that money to be taken out of that shoebox. In a divorce, if the parents had died and there's $300,000 in the shoebox, Idaho law says that's the separate property of the child who inherited the money, and that separate property is not available for the divorce proceeding. So the spouse will not be able to get any portion of that money.
Very interesting. Well, I happen to know, Susan, that you're passionate about a lot of things. You are working on founding a nonprofit called The Village. Share the vision you have for this to our listeners.
I'm working with another group of enthusiastic volunteers to create a membership organization here in the Boise Valley. It's called Boise at Home, and it's modeled after the Beacon Hill Village that was created about 10 years ago in Boston. The concept is to allow people to age and live independently in their homes and their community as long as possible. And to do that, they receive volunteer services to help do some minor repairs and to go out to lunch with them or to help weed the garden or walk your dog. In addition, if they needed heavier services, like somebody, a plumber who really needs to do some major work, there's a referral system of other professionals who've provided services to members and volunteers in this organization. So at least you have a beginning step for finding a good person to prepare some services for you. And then also there's a community feature, meaning there'll be classes and nice. And events that they can join.
That's fantastic. I love the entrepreneurial vision that you have to see a need for a community like this and then not just throw up your hands and say, gee, somebody should do that, but you actually roll up your sleeves and you make it happen. That's the type of entrepreneurialism that we really celebrate on this program. What inspired you to say, you know what, something needs to be done about this?
Well, I am passionate about seniors. I think they're just wonderful people and have done so much in their lives and are underappreciated. And as they age, their families may not be in the community. Their friends have moved or died away, or moved away or died, or they have some dementia or lack of mobility issues. So their worlds become really isolated. And I think that's just wrong. Mm. And they just need a few things, a few hands up to make life easy, like changing the light bulb and somebody cleaning out the gutter. And then they also need to go out. They need to go out to lunch with someone or coffee or go on a field trip to the Birds of Prey or
Right.
Or have an activity that's constructive and helping other people in the community. So I just think it'll be a joy to get this off the ground.
Yeah, I do too. If you're interested in becoming a part of this vision, I'm sure there's room for volunteers, perhaps donors. How would they reach you to become a part of this?
Well, I didn't bring with me the phone number for Boise at Home. So call my office, okay, which is 208-344-0375. And just indicate your interest and I'll call you back or someone else will call you back. Yes, we're looking for volunteers. We're looking for certainly people to sign up as members. We're looking for donations or other providers in this community who have a service that they think that might be of help to these seniors. A member would be somebody who would want to receive these services and have not only the volunteer services available, but also the community activities. So there are a variety of categories. There are four categories. Be a member. You can be a volunteer, which means that you are willing to donate your time to provide a variety of services. And then there's the providers, and those are people who will provide services that are paid for by the members. And then there's also a donor category.
So any one of those are open for grabs. Give your phone
Absolutely.
Number one more time.
My phone number is 208-344-0375. And when you call, if you'd say that you're interested in Boise at Home, that's the name of our Boise Village, then I or someone else will call you back to see how we can coordinate or help you out.
That's terrific. Now, back to your company. When should I even think about estate planning? I mean, certainly it's premature now, or is it?
No, mid-50s is not premature, although mid-50s people start to wake up. And I will tell you the average age of my client is in their mid-70s. I don't know why it takes that long for them to wake up. Many people in their mid-50s to mid-60s are in thinking about, gee, someday I may retire, and that's when they actually think, oh, maybe I need an estate plan.
Maybe I better take some action.
Yeah. And the sooner you do it, the better. Because if you say, well, I'll wait and do that when I'm 75 or 70, you may lack the capacity to do it, meaning the mental or physical ability to actually contract. Or, you know, it just slides by because you didn't deal with it before and you won't deal with it now. And then there's a crisis.
Is there a point where it really is too early? I mean, I have life insurance. Do I really need a trust set up?
You may not need a trust set up. And your question was, when is it ever too early? As soon as someone has children, I mean, if you're in your 20s and you have children, I strongly recommend you have an estate plan. Because then, if nothing else, you get to a point who's going to be the guardian for your children. Yeah, it may not have no money, but who raises your children, their values, their morals, that's really important. And you get to choose if you have a proper estate plan in place. If you don't, the court's going to figure it out.
Is a will part of that? And what else is involved in that estate planning?
If you're a young person, then just a will is normally sufficient. If you're older, depends on how old you are, your family circumstances, your resources, then at some point for a number of people, a revocable trust is an option. But for a young person who has no money, there's no point in that. The primary focus would be who's going to be the guardian for your kids.
So just spell that out clearly so that the government doesn't decide for you.
Absolutely. You can do lots better than that.
So, Susan, I'm sure that we've got listeners that are thinking, this is a topic I need to know more about. Share a little bit about the workshop that you have coming up. I think, wasn't it February 5th?
That's right. I have a workshop scheduled February 5th, Thursday, and there are two sessions, one at 10 in the morning and one at 2 in the afternoon. They're at La Quinta, which used to be the Ameritel Inn on Emerald, just by the mall on the north side of the shopping mall. It lasts about an hour and a half. It's an interactive program where we address the concerns that people bring up, and I show them a variety of ways that they can set up plans that protect themselves.
And out of that, you may decide that you need Susan and her team's help in you planning your future.
Correct. That's what it's sort of an odd addition. I mean, people come because they want the information. I know they also come to see, gee, what's Susan look like? And is she a nice lady or do I want to work with her or never?
Fine. That's terrific. Well, we really appreciate you being on the show. Share with our listeners one more time your phone number in case they'd like more information or they'd like to register for your upcoming workshop.
Yes, my phone number is 208-344-0375. If you do want to come to this workshop on February 5th, if you'd call ahead of time and make a reservation, that would be great. So we have enough seating and enough materials for everyone.
And the phone number one more time?
208-344-0375.
This is Jim Stevens, your host for the Entrepreneur segment of our program. We will be back just after this commercial message.